Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Willie Upshaw. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth, the DH, Rico Carty. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Hutton. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third, the third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh, the DH, Ted Cox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clancy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell juggles the ball. That's an error on Howell. Bell moves to second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Paxton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McKay moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. McKay scores. Gomez moves to third. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Verizer moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's Blue Jays, 1, Indians, 1. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hutton, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Norris scores. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Mike Willis now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hutton hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Manning moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is walked intentionally. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to home to get Manning. Bell moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. Cardi moves to third. It's 9-3, Indians. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hutton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hutton. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Bo Diaz now catching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hutton who is chasing the ball. Grubb reaches third base with a triple. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Howell takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox scores. Kuiper moves to third. It's 11-3, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Upshaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kuiper tags and scores. One out. It's 12-3, Indians. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed takes first base on ball four. Verizer moves to second. Victor Cruz now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hutton for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKay moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Grubb strikes out. One out. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Hutton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otto Velez pinch hits for Tom Hutton. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.